Hi guys, welcome to our first podcast episode for the meetup. We are podcasting from a place called Koli Giza, Mamelodi East. It's basically a very nice eatery with a nursery. And yeah, we're here today with Tepiso and Kuketso. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and then we can take it from there. Tepiso, off to you.
Hey, hello guys, my name is Tepiso Makhobate. I am the chairperson of the meetup and the CEO of As the Future.
Hi guys, how are you doing? My name is Kuketso. I'm here with the girl and the guy. And we chilled here. But basically what we want to do is we want to introduce you to the meetup, tell you a bit about what it is, why we came up with it, and how it works, and how you can be part of the meetup.
Hi guys, I'm Sibongile, aka Mo. I'm basically the owner of Mo's Bakery and Coffee Bar. I'm the co-owner of Esperanza Beauty Bar, and I'm also a co-founder for the meetup in association with As the Future and Love Works Movement.
So I just realized I forgot to tell you a bit about myself. I didn't give you a brief. Like I said, my name is Kuketso, and I am the co-founder of Esperanza. And what it is, it's a ladies and gents beauty bar and coffee bar as well. And I am the executive director at the Love Works Movement, which is a platform for young entrepreneurs. We focused on the entrepreneurship culture. So now that you know a bit about who we are personally, the meetup is a great platform for young entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. Our aim is to connect, collaborate, and grow our existing businesses and those that we'd like to get into. So we are inviting all entrepreneurs to come and connect with us, collaborate with us, and grow with us. However, we are saying, let us know what your business is and what it's about. Why did you get into it? What made you start and where you're hoping to go? Which other brands do you want to collaborate with and which direction would you want to take? We have an outlook of making sure that our standards are global standards so that everybody around the world can come and access that proper standard of all our businesses.
And I think the other thing about us having formed the meetup is that we saw a gap, especially in like where we are, because most of our businesses here around the table, we operate from the township.
Yes.
And, you know, with entrepreneurship being so lonely in the townships, we don't really have people that we really look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to create a new generation of entrepreneurs. Yes. Where people will look up to us and other people from the meetup and say, wow, I want to reach that standard.
Mm.
I mean, places where you can network with like-minded people.
Mm.
I think it's very important for entrepreneurs together.
Yes.
Because you are the people you hang around.
Definitely.
You are the people that you spend most of your time with.
Mm.
And we believe that if we are gathered in the same place, if we connect to each other, if we collaborate in doing business, we will surely grow.
Mm.
And if each one of us grows, everyone else in the value chain grows.
Absolutely.
Well, most definitely, Moose. We have realized that in the townships, we lack a point of reference whereby when young kids grow, they do not have people that they can, you know, have a great point of reference from, you know. They lack a positive role model so as the future, Love Works and Mo's Bakery, they came together with the concept of the meetup whereby young entrepreneurs can come together, motivate each other and grow as a unit. So we are going to be having our monthly meetup sessions whereby we discuss ideas and the way forward. In South Africa, currently, we have a challenge of unemployment, and most companies are retrenching staff. So we have seen that there's a problem, and where there's a problem, there is always a solution. And the meetup is a platform where we're going to be providing solutions to young entrepreneurs. So we are calling young entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs as well to come together and let's share.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is, you know, I mean, political figures, you know, will throw around terms like township economy, township revitalization, and all these fancy terms, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that, okay, with them saying that, it actually means nothing for us on the ground.
Mm.
So on the ground, we are the ones tasked with actually making sure that the rent circulates 7 times within us before it goes out of our circle.
Mm.
I mean, our aim as well is to change township businesses, you know, is to change the face of township businesses. I mean, where we're sitting right now, it's a nursery in the heart of Mamelodi.
Mm. Sure.
Mm. In the heart of Mamelodi, we have a coffee shop.
Yes.
In the heart of Mamelodi, we have a beauty bar.
Mm.
Like, in the heart of Mamelodi, there is so many businesses that are there.
Mm.
But because it's a township, we sort of change the narrative of those businesses.
Mm.
Like, we sort of have this problem of changing everything into a tavern.
Yes.
Because I know, like, I am inspired. Like, this is a nursery, guys.
Mm.
Who the hell does a nursery collocation?
Mm. Absolutely.
And I think with the meetup, the more we connect, we can bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah.
We can help each other with solutions, with challenges that we have. So with the upcoming meetup, it's on the 27th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We start at 5:30.
Mm.
At 5:30, we start, whether you are there or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And this month's theme is optimizing your startup. So we are looking at the reason why you started.
Mm.
It's very important to always remind yourself, well, why did you start? What was your aim? Ultimately, what do you want to achieve? Your level of growth, where do you want it to be? Are you actually checking your growth? Or are you just going with the flow? It's very important to keep check, whether it's monthly, quarterly, annually, to see, am I achieving what I said I want to achieve? So optimizing your startup, that's what we're talking about. We'll also be talking about compliance issues, which is very important to make sure that your business in document is on the right level, you are complying with everything in terms of the law, as well as we'll be having a pitching session where you can pitch your business in 60 seconds.
Mm.
Tell us about your business, who you are, why you started, where you want to grow, and we will be having potential funders, because we're bringing quite a good crowd.
Mm.
We are bringing people with deep pockets. We're bringing those people because we know entrepreneurs need people like that to motivate them, and also just to show you that there are people who've done it before, so you're not alone in this journey. As you always say, Mo, entrepreneurship is a lonely journey.
Mm.
And when you have like-minded individuals and people who you see are also struggling with the same issues that you're struggling with, you're able to then connect and go back and regroup and then move from there to say, you know what, I'm not alone. There are other people who have these challenges. How are they solving them? Can I also apply that to my business? Issues of employees, which is a very, very important topic that we are struggling with. How do we then address that when you have problematic HR issues?
Mm.
So there's a lot that we're going to talk about. We're not going to give you too much information. Like I said, this month's theme is optimizing your startup. So it will be themed as we go, and we will be able to learn and make sure that we've achieved the KPIs for each and every session that we start.
Yeah, and I think like the other pressing issue that we face as black people in business is the fact that townships, actually, let me just put it point blank.
Mm.
Blackness is not really, you know, when people see us as black business people, they don't associate excellence with us.
No.
Mm.
So I think it's time we change how people see us.
Absolutely.
That to say that, yes, we are black, we are in business, but we can give you a premium service.
Yeah.
So black excellence is important.
Sure.
Don't support us because we are black.
Mm.
Don't support us because you feel that you are obliged to support us because we're black.
Yes.
Support us because we are giving you value for money.
Yes.
The same service you'll get at most coffee shop in Mabena Square is the same service that you should be getting Komagin Din in mainland.
Absolutely.
So I think it's time as black people in business, we pull up our socks and we stay away from, you know, this feel sorry for me mentality and just start up.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no right time to start a business. You know, don't wait for the right time or the right resources. With whatever that you have, just start, you know, and everything else will fall into place as you go.
Yeah.
And this thing of, you know, us as black people, you know, wanting to feel pity for ourselves and, you know, wanting handouts is not going to work. Let's just pull ourselves and get things together.
So this is us signing out, and we sign out by saying connect,
collaborate,
and grow.
So from the girls, two girls and a guy.
Bye.
See you on the 27th.